From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi security forces move closer to retaking the key city of Ramadi. Iraqi troops are a step closer to retaking the provincial capital after advancing to the city's center against what is believed to be a few hundred Islamic State fighters who captured the city in May. James Jeffrey, a former diplomat to Baghdad, says progress is slow because the IS fighters have had time to dig in.
We've seen this on many fronts. You need overwhelming forces, American airstrikes, and an awful lot of time. And, of course, what we've talked about before is I'm not so sure time is on our side.
A spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service said the fighting was taking place in neighborhoods surrounding a government complex. Troops are removing roadside bombs as they push forward. U.S.-led coalition warplanes carried out airstrikes on IS targets on the outskirts. U.S. military spokesman Army Colonel Steve Warren said tough fighting remains.
We're encouraged by this tactical development, which is a continuation of the progress we've seen over the last several weeks. There's still a long way to go before we can declare Ramadi is completely clear.
Final victory would represent the second city to fall to Iraqi security forces this year, with the recapture of Tikrit in April. A suspected U.S. drone strike overnight Monday is reported to have hit al-Shabaab positions in southern Somalia. Local officials say the airstrike killed a number of militants, perhaps even a senior commander. French forces in Mali said Tuesday they captured or killed 10 members of the al-Mourabitoun Islamist group over the weekend, believed to have been behind last month's deadly luxury hotel attack in the capital Bamako, in which 19, many foreigners, along with two attackers, were killed. Monday, the Malian government reimposed a nationwide state of emergency to the end of the month. This is VOA News. The top UN human rights official says the Saudi-led military coalition in Yemen appears responsible for a disproportionate number of attacks on civilians in that strife-torn country. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein said a Saudi-led air and artillery campaign targeted civilian areas and led to the destruction of hospitals and schools.
I have observed with extreme concern the continuation of heavy shelling from the ground and the air in areas with a high concentration of civilians, as well as the perpetuation of the destruction of civilian infrastructure, in particular hospitals and schools, by all parties to the conflict, although a disproportionate amount appeared to be the result of airstrikes carried out by coalition forces.
He spoke to the Security Council 2 days after UN-sponsored peace talks in Switzerland brought together Iran-backed Shia Houthi rebels and those of the Arab coalition backing internationally recognized President Abu Mansur Hadi. Those talks, tentatively to resume next month, ended without a deal and have been marred by repeated ceasefire violations. A new survey of thousands of Arabs in 12 countries shows they overwhelmingly have negative views of Islamic State insurgents. The Arab Center for Research and Policy Studies says it found 80% of those surveyed expressed negative views about the IS group. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, held by the Taliban in Afghanistan for 5 years, appeared before a military judge Tuesday at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, on charges that he deserted and misbehaved before the enemy. Bergdahl deferred entering a plea to the charges that could, if he's convicted, send him to prison for life. Colonel Daniel King is a U.S. Army Forces Command spokesman.
Army Judge Colonel Jeffrey R. Nance has been detailed for all further judicial hearings in this case, and the date for the next scheduled hearing will be January 12, 2016, here on Fort Bragg.
Bergdahl walked off his post in eastern Afghanistan in June 2009, was released last year after President Obama agreed to swap 5 suspected terrorists held at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The U.S. Tuesday imposed sanctions on 34 individuals and entities for previous sanctions evasion and other activities related to Russia's involvement in Ukraine. The sanctions to remain in effect until Russia fully implements commitments made under the Minsk peace agreement. Indian lawmakers decided to lower the age at which a person can be tried as an adult for serious criminal offenses following anger over the release of one of the attackers in a fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman on a New Delhi bus. Congo's president, Denis Sassou Nguesso, Tuesday said he wants next year's presidential election moved up following an October constitutional referendum removing term and age limits. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.